trendable Fed cattle sales Tuesday, but early indications of steady to higher money. Higher feed costs heading into winter magnify the value of feed management. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were too few transactions to trend. However, various reports suggest some early trade in various regions at steady to a touch higher. Live prices last week were at $124 a hundredweight, and dress prices were at $196. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 79 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $280.88 a hundredweight. Select was $1.72 higher at $261.53. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Tuesday amid light trade, with feeder cattle futures showing signs of firming. Live cattle futures closed from an average of 25 cents lower to an average of 13 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed from an average of 34 cents lower through the front five contracts to an average of 64 cents higher the rest of the way. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 8 cents higher. And I had no reports from weekly auctions available to share at press time.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday, propelled once again by strong quarterly corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 198 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 33 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 107 points. Higher costs make this a good winter to focus more intently on feed management, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. Based on USDA's agricultural prices for August, Peel points out the national average alfalfa hay price was 20.5% higher year over year, while the national average price for other hay was up 13.4%. According to Peel, the epicenter of hay market impacts appears to be in North Dakota, along with surrounding states. In North Dakota, he says, prices for alfalfa hay in August were up 109.5% year over year, with other hay prices up 69.4%. In South Dakota, August alfalfa hay price was up 62%, and other hay was up 62.9%. Minnesota, prices for alfalfa up 63.1%, and up 54.5% for other hay. And in Montana, alfalfa hay price was up 53.8%, and other hay price was up 39.3%. Even in the southern plains, where there was less drought impact, hay prices were higher. Specifically, Peel says other hay prices are 23.5% higher year over year in Oklahoma and up 10.6% in Texas. At the same time, current corn prices in the region are 40 to 50% higher. So, with higher prices for hay and supplemental feeds, Peel says producers can reduce winter feed costs with enhanced management, starting with understanding nutritional requirements of cattle by stage of production. Testing and weighing hay will help determine the nutritional contribution of hay to meet cattle needs, Peel says, adding that careful feeding of hay can help reduce waste and make it stretch further. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 20th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.